Welcome to A-Level Physics Unlocked, the podcast that turns tricky topics into exam-ready knowledge. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into forces in action, which is topic 3.2 in your OCR A-Level Physics specification. Whether you're revising for your AS paper or pushing for full marks at A2, this episode has everything you need. Grab a pen, because some of this you'll want to jot down. Let's start with the big picture. Forces in action is one of those topics that underpins almost everything else in physics. Newton's laws, energy, circular motion, fields, they all rely on your ability to handle forces confidently. OCR examiners consistently reward candidates who can draw accurate free body diagrams, resolve vectors cleanly, and apply the principle of moments without making the classic errors. So let's make sure you're one of those candidates. Section 1, Free Body Diagrams and Vector Resolution. A free body diagram, or FBD, is your single most powerful tool in mechanics. It shows all the forces acting on one object, drawn as arrows from the object's center, with lengths proportional to magnitude. The golden rule: one object, all its forces, nothing else. Don't draw forces acting on other objects, and don't draw the reaction pairs. Now, resolving forces. This is where a lot of candidates lose marks, especially on inclined planes. Here's the key insight. You can choose any two perpendicular directions to resolve into, and the smart choice is always to align one axis with the direction of motion or the surface. On an inclined plane at angle theta to the horizontal, the weight W equals mg acts straight downward. When you resolve parallel to the slope, you get mg sine theta. When you resolve perpendicular to the slope, you get mg cos theta. Here's the memory hook. Sen goes along the slope. Both start with S. If the angle theta is measured from the horizontal, which it almost always is in OCR questions, sen theta gives you the component pulling the object down the slope, and cos theta gives you the component pushing into the surface. But here's the critical warning. If the angle is given from the vertical rather than the horizontal, sine and cosine swap. Always check which angle you've been given. This is the number one source of errors in inclined plane questions, and examiners know it. For equilibrium problems with three forces, there's an elegant shortcut. If three coplanar forces are in equilibrium, they form a closed triangle when drawn head to tail. This is called a vector triangle, and drawing one to scale is often faster than resolving components. OCR will award a mark specifically for drawing this correctly, so practice it. Section 2, moments, couples, and equilibrium. The moment of a force is its turning effect about a point. The formula is moment equals force multiplied by the perpendicular distance from the pivot to the line of action of the force. Units are Newton meters, written NM. The principle of moments states, for a body in rotational equilibrium, the sum of clockwise moments equals the sum of anticlockwise moments about the same point. That phrase, about the same point, is absolutely essential. If you're asked to state the principle of moments and you leave that out, you will score 0 for the definition. OCR mark schemes are explicit about this. So say it, write it, never forget it. Now, a couple is a pair of equal and opposite forces whose lines of action are different. They don't pass through the same point. A couple produces a pure turning effect with no resultant force. The torque of a couple equals one of the forces multiplied by the perpendicular distance between the two lines of action. Torque of a couple equals F times D. When solving moments problems, always take moments about the point where an unknown force acts. This eliminates that unknown from your equation immediately, making the maths much cleaner. And critically, if the question describes a beam but does not say it is light, you must include the weight of the beam acting at its center of mass. Forgetting this is a very common error that costs candidates marks. Section 3, density, pressure, and Archimedes' principle. Density is mass per unit volume. Rho equals m divided by v. Units are kilograms per cubic meter, kgm per m cubed. Pressure in a fluid increases with depth. The formula is pressure P equals rho times g times h, where rho is the fluid density, g is gravitational field strength, and h is the depth below the surface. This pressure acts equally in all directions at a given depth. That's Pascal's principle. Now, Archimedes' principle. And this is where many candidates make a critical error. Archimedes' principle states, when an object is partially or fully submerged in a fluid, it experiences an upthrust equal to the weight of the fluid displaced, not the weight of the object. The weight of the fluid displaced. The upthrust formula is U equals rho fluid times V submerged times G, where rho fluid is the density of the fluid, V submerged is the volume of the object that is actually underwater, and G is gravitational field strength. If an object floats, upthrust equals weight, rho fluid times V submerged times G equals rho object times V total times G. The G cancels, giving you rho fluid times V submerged equals rho object times V total. This tells you the fraction of the object submerged equals the ratio of the object's density to the fluid's density. A really elegant result. Always use different notation for the two densities in your working. Write rho of UG for the object and rho fel for the fluid. Examiners have noted that substitution errors are common when candidates use the same symbol for both. Now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. Tip 1. In Show That questions, you must write the unsubstituted formula before you put numbers in. If you go straight to numbers, you will not get the method mark, even if your answer is correct. Write the formula, then substitute. Always? Tip 2. When calculating moments, draw a perpendicular line from the pivot to the line of action of the force. The perpendicular distance is what goes into the formula, not the distance along the beam if the force is at an angle. Many candidates use the wrong distance and lose marks. Tip 3. For equilibrium questions with three forces, if you're running short on time, the vector triangle method is your friend. Draw the forces to scale, head to tail, and if they form a closed triangle, the system is in equilibrium. You can measure unknown forces directly from the diagram. Tip 4. Command words matter enormously. State means give a brief factual answer, one or two lines maximum. Explain means give a cause and an effect, linked by because or therefore. Calculate means show all working, quote the formula, substitute values, and give units. Evaluate means consider evidence on both sides and reach a conclusion. Tip 5. AO3 questions, that's assessment objective 3, worth 25% of your marks, will ask you to analyze data, evaluate methods, or suggest improvements to experiments. For fluid experiments, common improvements include using a more precise measuring cylinder, repeating measurements to reduce random error, or controlling temperature to keep fluid density constant. Now for our quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these in your head. Question 1. What is the formula for the moment of a force? Pause if you need to think. The answer is moment equals force times perpendicular distance from the pivot. Question 2. State the principle of moments. Remember the key phrase. The answer is the sum of clockwise moments equals the sum of anticlockwise moments about the same point. Question 3. On an inclined plane at angle theta to the horizontal, what is the component of weight parallel to the slope? The answer is mg sine theta. Question 4. What does Archimedes' principle say the upthrust equals? The answer is the weight of fluid displaced, not the weight of the object. Question 5. What is a couple? The answer is a pair of equal and opposite forces with different lines of action producing a pure turning effect. How did you do? If you hesitated on any of those, go back and review that section before your exam. Let's wrap up with a summary of the 5 most important things to take away from this episode. 1. Free body diagrams. One object, all forces, arrows from center, proportional lengths. 2. On inclined planes, the component parallel to the slope is mg sine theta when theta is measured from the horizontal. Sine goes along the slope. 3. The principle of moments must include the phrase about the same point to earn the definition mark. 4. Archimedes' principle. Upthrust equals the weight of fluid displaced, calculated as rho fluid times V submerged times G. 5. In Show That questions, always write the unsubstituted formula first. That's it for today's episode of A-Level Physics Unlocked. You've covered vector resolution, moments and couples, density and pressure, and Archimedes' principle, all the key content for OCR Topic 3.2. Go practice those past paper questions, draw your free body diagrams carefully, and remember, physics is just the universe explaining itself. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.